It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 6th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is forbear, spelled as one word, F-O-R-E-B-E-A-R. Forbear is a noun that means ancestor, forefather, or precursor. Here's the word used in a sentence. Although several of her male forebears had graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, Tina was the first woman from her family to do so. The word forebear, also spelled sometimes without the initial E, F-O-R-B-E-A-R, was first used by our ancestors in the days of Middle English. Fore, F-O-R-E, means coming before, just as in forefather. And bear means one that is. This bear is not to be confused with the bear in the unrelated verb forbear, which comes from the Old English baron, meaning to bear or carry. The bear in the noun forbear is a combination of be from the verb to be, or more specifically from being, an old dialect variant of be, and ar, a form of the suffix er, which we append to verbs to denote one that performs a specified action. In this case, the action is simply existing or being. In other words, bear implies one who is a beer. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.